From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. It's official. Georgia is a key battleground state for Democratic presidential candidates. As GPB's Robert Jemison reports, several were in Atlanta yesterday.
In town were Biden, Beto, Buttigieg, and Booker. The four White House hopefuls campaigned across Atlanta, courting Democratic voters and raising money. During a blitz through the city, each candidate laid out their campaign promises and stance on a number of issues. Healthcare and women's reproductive rights were common themes among the candidates.
I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right.
This assault on women's reproductive rights is an assault on women, but it's a particularly assault on African-American women.
Each candidate also spoke about voter suppression and shared ideas on how to improve turnout and increase voter participation. More than half of the 23 Democratic candidates have campaigned here during this election cycle. It is another sign that Georgia is shaping up to be a key state for Democrats as they try to reclaim the White House in 2020. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
A Georgia Tech alum has been selected as the next president of the university. The Board of Regents announced that Angel Cabrera will fill the role. Cabrera is currently the president of George Mason University in Virginia. He's been a vocal supporter of undocumented immigrant students known as Dreamers who obtain protection from deportation through DACA or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. But some students of Tech are not happy with the news. The group Young Democratic Socialists of America at Georgia Tech issued a statement yesterday saying that Cabrera has repeatedly shown throughout his tenure at George Mason University a willingness to directly oppose the interests of the students. The Board of Regents is planning to make his appointment official at a future meeting. Former President Jimmy Carter is being recognized for his contributions to relations between the U.S. and China. Carter, who was president from 1977 to 1981, will receive the inaugural George H.W. Bush Award for Statesmanship in U.S.-China Relations. A private ceremony is scheduled for next week at the Carter Center in Atlanta. This is the second recognition for the president. Emory University granted the 94-year-old Carter tenure after serving as university distinguished professor for 37 years. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org.